And good evening, everyone. I understand we've run out of orders. I apologize for that. We've never had this many people on Christmas Eve. So if possible, share with one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We gather in your name, Lord Jesus, to celebrate your birth.
Light the darkness of our sin-filled world.
Fill our hearts with joy and peace.
Remove the clutter of worldly things which fill our lives.
Help us to worship you with all our mind and heart.
May we grow in faith and hope.
As we bow before you and adore you in this celebration of worship, we continue with hymn 85. Verses 1, 2, and 3. Please be seated. Christmas story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
And this taxing was first made when Sardinius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. We continue with hymn 97.
Thank you.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Hymn 87. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And then, lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And behold, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hymn 136.
Angels from the realms of glory, bring your fire for
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Hymn 76. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things that were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. So far, please be seated. The road to Bethlehem is a road into the presence of God. We are told there were shepherds watching over their flocks in the open fields. It was night. And then suddenly the angel of the Lord stood by their side and they were very frightened. But the angel spoke assuring words. Don't be afraid. Listen. I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then a heavenly host of angels sang out, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This experience prompted the shepherds to say one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. No hesitation, no doubt, no delay. They rushed to meet the Christ child. The road to Bethlehem brought them into the presence of God. As the prophet Isaiah foretold, Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Mighty God. When you and I go down the road to Bethlehem, make no mistake about it, make no mistake about it, you come into the presence of Almighty God. This makes all the difference in the world. For at that manger you receive peace, the peace of forgiveness, the peace of oneness with God. It means a foretaste of heaven. And this is what happens when you make that trip to Bethlehem, for God is there. And since God is there, you will experience peace. Remember the words of the angel, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. Today, people and nations are searching for peace. Peace of mind, peace of conscience. And the reason they cannot find it is that they're not searching for peace in the right place. Only God can give abiding peace, lasting peace. Only that can be found when you find peace with God. And what are the facts of this peace with God? God sent his Son to free us from the guilt and the punishment of sin. It comes only from God. It's a peace that surpasses all human understanding. For at Bethlehem, God and sinners are reconciled. When we have peace with God, there is this inner quietness that calms all fears, hurts, guilt, and tensions. And with this peace, there is joy, a spiritual joy that is permanent and satisfying. This then is what we experience when we travel to Bethlehem to meet God. But there's also a road leaving Bethlehem. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. When we think of God's great goodness toward us, as shown in Christ, and have the experience of the shepherds, our response cannot but be, let us all with gladsome voice praise the God of heaven. This is what happened to those shepherds on that first Christmas night. When a person comes into contact with God's message as revealed in Christ, there is a definite impact. Hearing the good news of our Savior's birth prompts one to make knowing this glorious message of salvation. When we know and understand the meaning of Bethlehem, when we hear that message, we have found the difference between life and death. We are also told, all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. And so it is today. When we speak up for Jesus and tell the wonders of his birth, the Holy Spirit works through the Word to bring about saving faith. And yes, we know that God's message will not be accepted by all. But nevertheless, we are to share that message. For God himself tells us, my word goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things where I send it. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Prepare for Holy Communion with confession and absolution. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. Thank you. body and blood, strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen. Please rise and join me in the Christmas Eve Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Holy Lord, Father, Almighty, everlasting God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our light and darkness, the Savior of all people, who was born in a poor place, who rules the world in splendor, Lord of lords and King of kings.
Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true. With the people of faith from all times and places, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, for you alone are holy.
Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. At this time, we're going to be lighting the candles. The ushers will come down and light the person sitting on the aisle and then just pass it over to the person sitting next to you. And then when all the candles are lit, we will sing Silent Night, which I believe is on the back of your order. Thank you. please blow out the candles? Then you can hand them in or lay them on the table as you make your exit. On behalf of myself and my current wife, we would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, Christ-centered Christmas, and a very happy, prosperous New Year. We don't know what's ahead, but we know that God's grace is ahead of whatever is ahead. Thank you. Oh, hold it.
On behalf of the ladies' aid and the congregation, there's a couple of gifts for
you. Okay, thank you. Once again, is my mic on? Okay, can you hear me? Okay, once again, thank you very much. I appreciate both congregations. They've been a blessing for both my wife and myself for the past almost 19 years, and I hope we can serve you another 19 years, but I rather doubt that. But anyway, God bless each and every one of you.